Okay. Let's move on then to 1447.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Safeway Pump Station Upgrade, project number E10292, for an estimated cost of $1,090,000.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you. Scott Gibson is back. He's doing double duty today. The Safeway Pump Station, located in the Safeway frontage along North Jansen Drive on Hayden Island, is an integral part of the city's sewer system. It pumps sewage and stormwater runoff from Hayden Island to the Columbia Boulevard wastewater treatment plant in North Portland. This important pump station upgrade project will improve reliability and increase pumping capacity, among other benefits. Construction is anticipated to begin in early summer 2018. Scott's here to give us a quick PowerPoint. I will note, Mayor and colleagues, that we had sort of record rain flow the last few days, and we had a couple nights ago we had an incredible deluge. And that's when our system really shines, because the spike in volume of water that we have to manage along with everything else really puts a strain on the system. And it's why we have the pumps. It's why we have the big pipe. It's why we've made all these investments. And it's why we have to continually upgrade our existing infrastructure. Scott, you want to give us a brief overview?
I will. So I have 1147 and 1148. They're both pump stations. They're very similar.
Can you read them both together, Mayor?
Okay, yes, please.
1448, authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the Airport Way 1 pump station improvements and AW03 for Force Main Repair Project number E10529 for an estimated construction cost of $2,374,000.
Okay. Please proceed, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So we're trying to find the presentation for Safeway, so I'll run through airport, and I'm sure it'll be there by the time we get done. So the City of Portland owns roughly 100 pumping stations, and the two that I'm here to talk to you about today are small, but they're very routine, and they give you an idea of the struggles we're dealing with in maintaining and upkeeping these. So first thing, this is the Airport Way pump station number one on the left and Airport Way pump station number three on the right. And the purpose of this project is to replace obsolete mechanical, electrical, and control equipment in the pump station number one. To improve pump station maintenance and reliability, we have a very severely leaking roof and poor structure there. We need to improve safety and access to the facility. The ventilation system is inadequate. And the fuel generation for the backup power generator is stored inside the building, which wouldn't be coded at today. Here are some pictures of the existing pump station. On the left, you'll see the control system, the motor control system, which starts and stops the pumps. And that system has failed. It's running on a temporary system right now, so we'll replace that. In the picture on the right, PGE maintains and owns the power supply equipment within the building, and to code now, that would be separated so that the crews working on the control systems wouldn't be exposed to the shock risk. And then finally, we have some failures in the pump station, in the wet well. The estimated construction contract cost is $2.374 million. Our confidence in this estimate is optimal. We've had a number of recent bids we're comparing with, and we're feeling good about the costs. Costs to date are roughly $400,000, and the estimate to complete the project is $3.2 million. The schedule going forward is listed below, with construction starting in May of 2017 and continuing for a year. And that's it. The questions that I have on that, we're able to find this one.
Okay, questions? And you found the other one? Okay. Maybe.
Where would I look at?
Looking for the other PowerPoint.
There it is. I got it. Thank you. Thank you for your appreciation on this. Let's see. All right, the Safeway pump station, the second pump station I'll talk about, is a very small pump station on Hayden Island. It's in the parking lot of a Safeway pump Safeway store. And we adopted this pump station from the county, and they didn't give us any records for it when they gave it to us. We think it was built in 1960s. And it serves a mix of commercial and residential properties. So the project objectives are to upgrade the Safeway pump station for future projected flows to increase the security for electrical control systems and the backup power supply, and then also to improve operations and maintenance. This rose to the top of our list because of the frequent call-outs due to failures of the pumps, and the pumps are wearing extremely fast. Here's a rendering of the remodeled pump station. And our advertisement for bid will be right after the holidays. We hope to begin construction in May of 2017, once again for roughly a year. The costs are all-in project cost at $2.2 million, and the construction phase at $1.4 million. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Thank you very much. Good presentation. Questions? Thanks a lot, Scott. Anyone want to speak on either of these items? If not, then they move forward to second reading.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.